From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And we begin, as we do every Friday, with what's been making news in different parts of Illinois. In a few minutes, we'll hear about the Metro East region of the state. But first, a shocking attack this week in Rockford. On Wednesday afternoon, 11 people were stabbed, run over with a vehicle, or beaten with a bat. Four of the victims were killed, the others wounded, some grievously. A 22-year-old man was arrested and has been charged with murder and other offenses. Joining us now to talk about what happened is Sydney Stoffregan, multimedia journalist at WIFR-TV. Sydney, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Brian.
What else can you tell us about what happened on Wednesday?
Well, when I arrived at the scene, there was a very heavy police presence there. And like you said, 11 people were attacked, four of them killed by 22-year-old Christian Soto. And all of this happened throughout a southeast Rockford neighborhood. So just in a pretty, what neighbors were saying was a pretty normal area where things like this typically didn't happen. As of right now, Soto is going to be facing 11 charges that could go up, but his charges are all from first-degree murder, attempted murder, and home invasion. And he's currently in custody where he is expected to remain until his next hearing.
These were separate houses, seemingly disconnected. There was a postal worker who was attacked. Can you talk about what we know about the victims?
Yeah, so the first victims were 63-year-old Ramona Schubeck and her 23-year-old son, Jacob Schubeck, who were both killed in their home. And like you mentioned, the mail carrier, 49-year-old Jay Larson, on his route, doing what he loved and struck down. And then 15-year-old Jenna Newcomb, whose mother said she died protecting her sister and her friend. And her mom really wanted to get her name out there because she died for the people that she loved. So several more were injured, including a Good Samaritan, Keith Fairney, who jumped into action to help a woman who was being attacked. And this woman is currently still in the hospital. But as of last night, Fairney is said to have made it home.
And this is, I mean, seemingly, I should say, we're going to air Friday morning for people who might be listening to this later or on our podcast feed. What do we know about the motive? These are seemingly disconnected people. They were in different residences. What do we know so far?
So what we heard from the Winnebago State's attorney, Jay Hanley, is that the motive is still unknown, but Soto claimed he was at victim Jacob Schubach's home where he says he ingested some sort of laced cannabis and that that was the reason that he did all of this, but that is being investigated by the police. So as of right now, there is really no confirmed motive for these attacks.
What sort of reaction have you been hearing both in Rockford and beyond?
Well, so Rockford has really seen a lot of support from the state and the country, including Governor Pritzker and a lot of state representatives as well. I think our mayor, Tom McNamara, he's really shown a light in all of this, reminding everyone, stand together during things like this, lead with kindness and compassion. This is the second tragedy that Rockford has faced this week with Sunday slaying of 18-year-old Jason Jenkins and the attacks on Wednesday. So many local leaders are really coming together just to say, Rockford needs to stand together. That's how we're going to get through this.
This even caught the attention of the White House, right? What did President Biden have to say?
So President Biden said in a statement that he is horrified by the recent stabbing spree, and he commended the heroic actions of Rockford and Winnebago County law enforcement. He also said it's his priority to help families across America feel safe, and this tragic event is a reminder that we must continue to support our first responders so that they can keep doing their job and keep us safe.
Sydney, what's next? What are you and your colleagues going to be watching for as this story continues to unfold in the days ahead?
I think we're just going to sort of be like everyone else. What is going to come up next? Are we going to find out why this happened? The suspect has admitted to a lot of these things. So what don't we know yet? And how soon are we going to be able to find that out? I think we're all kind of waiting with bated breath just to see what comes next.
Sydney Stoffregan is a multimedia journalist at WIFR-TV in Rockford. Sydney, thank you so much for sharing your reporting, your colleagues' reporting, and taking the time to be with us on The 21st Show.
Yeah, thank you again for having me.